Blog Talk Radio.
I'm out there.
Welcome. This is your boy, Deacon Chance Owen. Welcome to the Highest Block Talk Radio Show. It's the Barber Shop. Again, welcome. I hope everyone is having a blessed weekend. Staying cool. Like a big storm about to come up. Hope everybody's somewhere safe and sound. We're going to go ahead and get started what we usually do. We start off with a prayer, and we're just going to jump into it. We'll discuss what's going on with the barbershop for the new beginning. Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for the activity of our land. God, we just want to give you the honor and glory. Without you, God, we're nothing. If we had 10,000 songs, it still wouldn't be enough to give you praise and honor. God, we're asking you to watch over the homeless. We're asking you to watch over the ones who are unemployed. We're asking you the one who's out there walking around the street with nowhere to go, that's strung out on drugs, strung out on alcohol, going through an abusive relationship. God, we just asking you to send your angels and send your angels of traveling mercy. God, we honor you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, coming live with the Hottest Blog Talk Radio Show at the Barbershop. It's going to be new this season. We all know the number 8 means a new beginning. July was the number 7, which means complete. July is gone, past. So August is a new beginning for everyone. We just asking everyone, you know, just do something different. I know you get sick and tired of being sick and tired and doing things your way, and things just don't work. But this is the time for you to seek God, seek his face, move out of the way, deny yourself, and just let him take total control over your life. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce my co-host, my road dog, my best friend, my pastor, my spiritual father, Pastor Jerome Pitt. Go ahead, Pastor Jay.
Hey, hey, how's everybody? How's everything going? Doing all right, brother? Talk to you today.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let y'all know today is the first day that me and Pastor Jay is doing this side by side, using in different locations. But today, your call will drop. But we just keep, you know, we doing it together, side by side in the same location. And it's going to be marvelous. Like I said, the new thing we're doing today is, like I said, number 8 is the new beginning. Y'all, I'm just excited about where the barbershop is about to go. But as I was preparing to do this, you know, the Holy Spirit dropped in my spirit and said we're going to do something different with the barbershop. It's called, like I said, the number 8 means new beginning. And so that's what's going to happen with the barbershop. It's the new beginning. There's a lot of things that we're going to do. We're going to discuss a lot of things as well. I noticed the barbershop is a platform for men. And we still encourage all men to come and listen to the barbershop. But we also have women that come as well. So, you know, God was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. It's going to be a platform for men and women. Because we know some women who get the coke haircut, they go to the barbershop as well. And so why not let it be the barbershop as a spiritual realm for men and women? So I was like, okay, that's going to be interesting. And there's a lot of things that we're going to be discussing to all that's new to the barbershop. If you want to call in and say anything, the number is 657-383-1505, 657-383-1505. Just press 1, and I will call out the last 4 numbers of your phone number, and just say, hey, how you doing? How your day is? And if you got a testimony, you know, we encourage you to tell your testimony as well. Usually what I usually do is when I prepare myself, I usually send out some events. Unfortunately today, Facebook hasn't shut me down for posting my event. So usually y'all guys know who's familiar with the barbershop. I usually post how much time is left, when, you know, the topics and all that, but for some reason today it's been shut down. But we're not gonna let that stop because it's more than one way to skin a cat, like my grandma used to tell me. So, you know, whoever or whatever said, you know, we have been abusive to what we're trying to do, I know it's nothing but the enemy. Because all of a sudden I've been doing this for 5 years now, 4 years rather, and never had a problem. All of a sudden when I put up there the new beginning, all of a sudden my post won't go through. But that's fine and dandy. But you know what? It's still not going to stop the Hottest Block Talk radio show. And I just encourage you guys, you know, to stay in contact with us, to stay, you know, stay listening to us. Because, I mean, it's going to, where the Lord is about to take this is going to be interesting. And a lot of people is looking for realness. They're looking for the truth. They're tired of getting the watered-down sermon, the sugar-coated sermon, or the one that tickles your ear. But here at the barbershop, you're going to get the truth. You might step on your toes, stay out, so throw the one thing up like they do in the Baptist church and excuse yourself and go to the bathroom. If it's not for you, then we understand. But eventually, you're going to need the truth.
Amen.
So one thing we're going to do a lot, we, you know, like I said, the Holy Spirit was telling us to, you know, to talk about. We're going to be talking about relationship, friendship, courtship, marriage. We're going to be talking about a role of a godly man, a godly woman. One of our famous topics that we talked about this year, what the church going to talk about. We're also going to talk about your finances, managing your money, saving your money. We're going to talk about your spiritual growth. We're going to have open forums, round tables. And, you know, Pastor Jay says a lot about being saved. You know, a lot of churches don't tell you when you come saved how to stay saved. So that's going to be something else we talk about too, how to repent, how to forgive yourself. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, what we're going to do here on the barbershop that they don't do at the church. So we just encourage you guys, you know, stay tuned in. So there's going to be some powerful words coming. We're going to have some special guests. You know, we're going to have a lot of open forum where you can express how you feel. Like I said, when we're talking about relationships, friendships, marriage, even down to talking about finances. I got children, y'all. I got to excuse me because I'm excited about it. So, again, Pastor Jay, do you have anything to say?
But no, I'm just looking forward to what the Lord is going to do in this day and time, especially for this show. You know, ain't nobody mad but the devil. You know, on Facebook, they blocked me on my page as well because all I was doing was ministering the gospel and was reaching all across the world, and they shut my page down. But you got to know that the devil is alive. So with that said, we got some callers.
Again, press one if you have anything to say. If you're listening on Facebook or you're clicking on, well, I don't know how that went down. Even the ones in Messenger, I hope they got the link. Like I said, the number is 657-383-1505. Press one. Even the callers on the line, come on, press one and let us know that you can hear us. You know, this is something new we're doing. We're trying out. And so just press one, say your name, where you're calling from. If you got a testimony, just say, hey, you know, this is something new we're trying, and we want to make sure that you guys can hear us. So the one that's calling, press one. Anybody can press one, and we'll chime in so we can see, do you hear us? Okay. Well, again, like I said, the barbershop is going to go to a new level, and eventually we're going to go live since Facebook don't want us to post no event. But, you know, like I said, you can't start what God ordained. And God gave me this assignment to do this and sent Pastor Jay to be the co-host where we can spread the word, the truth. So either way, we're going to get it out. You know, that's like Pastor Jay said a while ago, only person mad is the devil. He can stay mad for all I'm concerned. I really don't care. So it just got to get out. You know, like I said, all of a sudden I've been doing this for the last 4 years. Now all of a sudden it's a problem. But you know, it's all good. But like I said, it's a new beginning. And I guess the devil like, okay, well, we're gonna start this new beginning. It had the same routine. Yeah, we had the same routine, but we had different topics. It's gonna be even different now since that this is what happened. So, again, I welcome you guys, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, you know, for, you know, tuning in. You know, I know a lot of couple of people I see now that's called in that been listening to the barbershop for a while now. Again, I thank you guys, and I love you guys for your support. I'm just excited. I just don't, there's just so much going on right now. Like I said, they try to shut us down for posting our event. But, you know, like I said, we'll get them events out. If I had to just send a group text or send them through some way, somehow we're going to get the link out that the people on Facebook who've been listening faithfully can hear it and still be able to get the word. Y'all just don't know. I'm so excited. It kind of, can't believe what happened, but you know, it is what it is, but it's not gonna stop us. And the same day that we go an hour, you know, it just now just starting to come. We do an hour, we post, now we can't get through. Now we can't post the events on Facebook. So really, you know, you can't stop us. So, you know, again, the ones who are online, fresh one, because like I said, we trying something different. Just say, hey, how you doing? Or if you got a powerful testimony you want to tell, or if you got anything you want to share with us, because, you know, there's other people that's listening. So we encourage you guys, just say, hey, where you calling from? Press one. To the ones who can link down through Messenger, the number is 657-383-1505, 657-383-1505. Press one. Pastor J, you have anything to say?
Yeah, like I said, once again, I feel encouraged to be here because
I know what God has in store. See, we in our new season, and it's time to start walking in our destiny and our blessings. And the devil, man, that's why you want to try to attack the show. But that's okay. The devil can't stop nothing. What the devil meant for bad, God meant for our good. So, you know, can't really be discouraged and get you down. If anything, it's something to give a praise about. Because if we wasn't doing anything that's a threat to the devil, then he wouldn't be trying to attack. So, you know, we got to count it all joy. So, really do.
I'm just excited because it's a new beginning, and you know, just to give a testimony, I know we had three of our coworkers that gave their life to Christ, and you know, heaven was rejoicing over that. So you know, we know there's people that's looking for realness, they're looking for the truth. You know, they're tired of going through what. Everything they're going through with nowhere to turn to. But let you know, it's a blessing that we were there. It's a blessing that Pastor Jay, you know, counseled them, spoke with them, told them the truth. Even they got to the point where they were like, you know what, I'm just tired. I'm tired. And they said they was ready, and they gave their life to Christ on the job. And there's several more people on our job that's coming, that's ready to give our life to Christ. You know, and I'm just looking forward to it, you know, to touching people, you know, encouraging them, letting them know that everything, because you're going through, don't mean you're going to go through it all the time. You know, you just got to know how to, you know, deny yourself, move out the way, and let the Lord have his way. You know, because when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you're going to change. But that was me. I did that. You know, I was tired, you know, and that was last Sunday. I got to the point where I ran to a dead-end road. Didn't have nowhere to go, didn't have nowhere to turn to. But I also let my pride get in the way. But like you said, a closed mouth don't get saved. And I just cried out, you know, I'm tired. I can't do it no more. God, I need your help. And he heard my cry, and he worked it out. He literally worked it out the same day that I cried out to him, telling him I'm tired and I can't keep doing what I'm doing. So, you know, we got to call him. So, you know, I encourage you guys, you know, don't let your circumstances dictate your future. You know, don't let it stop you from staying on track and moving forward. But the thing is, get out the way and let Christ take over the wheel. You know, because, you know, when we do things on our own, try to do things on our own, we mess up. And I'm a living witness for that. You know, I just got to the point where I got tired. I cried. I couldn't do it no more. You know, but, you know, I had to learn the hard way when it shouldn't even went that way. But, you know, I hold myself accountable. I forgave myself for what happened, and I asked God to forgive me, and he turned things around. Just a matter of time, he just turned things around. So when you go to him, you got to have that sincere heart. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you got to go to him with a sincere heart. You have to. You got to be vulnerable. You got to tell him how you feel. You know, you just got to cry out to him. You can't go playing around with him because he knows all. He knows when we're playing well. He knows when we joke. But I got to the point where I was tired. Couldn't go no further. It's just like I was saying, you know, how they do the crash dummies. They get in that car and they get that switch, you know, and they test the car, see how many times they can withstand running into the wall. That was me. Literally, that was me last Sunday. Just like the plane. When the plane run out of gas, or it's going to crash. And I literally crashed. And I got to the point where, you know what, that's enough. I keep going my way, and I'm going to keep getting the same results. And like I said, number 7 means complete. which was the month of July. Number 8 means a new beginning. This is awesome. And I literally seen my new beginning turn around. Because I cried to him with a sincere heart and told him I just can't do it anymore. I'm tired. I'm very tired. And I meant I couldn't go no further. I did all I can, like Donna McCurry said, did all you can with this thing. Move out of the way, deny yourself, forgive yourself, and get Christ to win. You need to sit on the passenger side or sit in the back like he's an Uber driver or a Lyft driver. Sit back and let him have control. He knows all. He knows what we need. He knows what we want. But we still have to do our part. We still have to seek his face. We still have to read and study. You know, we have to repent daily. You know, we have to deny ourselves. You can't go wrong with him. He never lost a battle. Never. You know, just like Pastor Jay said, you know, when you're doing things right, that's when the enemy attacks. Do everything you can to distract. You know, we talked about that a while back, distract. What is distracting you from the love of Christ? What is distracting you from Christ, period? You know, majority of the time.
Your media has only just begun.
So, I mean, I encourage you guys, you know, seek his face. Read Proverbs 3:5-6. It sums it up what we need to do. You know, just move out of the way and let him have total control. You know, like I said, I'm just excited about, you know, what God has in store for me, everyone that's listening, even Pastor Jay and First Lady, even from a barbershop. Because the barbershop is going to go to a whole totally different level there. You know, there's going to be more people chiming. It's going to be to the point where we're going to have to really go live, because on the studio is not going to be a whole everybody who was there. You know, and I'm just looking forward to the way he's going to take the barbershop to. You know, because we had some good shows. We done had some awesome teaching. We done had the Holy Spirit come in and show out. People's lives have been touched. People's lives have been changed. You know, and that's what the barbershop is about. We encourage people. We love on people. We don't sugarcoat nothing. We tell you the truth. You know, we vulnerable. You know, you don't get no representatives here. You get the real people here at the barbershop. You know, we done had some powerful testimonies from some women out here about what they went through. Change in Tamala Maine. That's what we need, change me. Change me. That, I don't know about y'all, but I like that song, Change Me. Here you go, I'm a man, change me. Let the song minister to you.
Change me, oh God. Make me more.
Yeah.
all the way down to our finances, our kids, our parents, our neighbors, everything that we're going through, we're supposed to give it to him. Let him have total control. You know, so again, I encourage you guys, you know, just move out of the way. Move completely out of the way. Don't sit there and keep playing, praying, you get it cool and everything, you know, you stick your hand back in the cookie jar trying to do things on your own. No. We can't keep doing it. We can't. When you give it to them, give it to them. Move out of the way and let them have it. He will make it right. Like Pastor Jay said, when he said, just taste it. I guarantee you, when you get a taste of them, you ain't going to want to go back. You know, like you said, he's going to bless the socks off with, you know, with the shoes on. You know, so that's a strong blessing. He's going to bless your socks on. You got your shoes on, too. You know, we all done been through something. We done cried out to him, and he done brought us through. So, I mean, he brought us through the first time. What makes you think he won't do it again? He'll do it again. You know, just give it to him. Let him have it. Step out of the way and let God have his way. You know, like Bishop Paul, there's more, don't do it with that song, don't do it without me. You know, we gotta give it to them. We gotta let them have it. Cause we can't do it on our own. We tried. But what happened? We get the same result. We're still stuck in the same situation. So when we do things our way, we mess it up. Yeah, and I'm a testimony to that. Doing things my way, not no more. But all they got me is heartache, pain, running into a brick wall. You can't do it. You can't do it by yourself. You gotta have that, you know, you gotta have Christ in your life, and you gotta have that strong support. You got to. We have to give it to him.
If you want to put his way, you can make it easier tonight for him.
Yes, he has. That's what I was talking about. Lord, don't do it without me.
Hallelujah.
Bishop, it's all me.
Hallelujah. I tell you to just give him a praise. Lord, whatever you do, can you see? Please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You got to suffer for yourself. Oh, whatever you do it.
Thank you. me hear you say,
I barely can hear you. What did you say? I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Sorry about it, y'all. We had some technical difficulties, but we're back. Again, you know, we encourage you guys to stay in the process. You know, like I said before, we all got disconnected. Before we got disconnected as well, Pastor Jay had told us a couple of weeks ago about preparation. It's preparation season. So stay focused and keep your eyes on Christ. you know, move out the way, deny yourself, you know, forgive yourself for the things that you have, you know, that occurred in your life. Because we all know when we go and ask for forgiveness, it's for us, not for the other person. So we can be able to get our blessings. And the next song we got coming up is Let It Rain. Again, if you want to say something, just press one, the ones who are already on the line, the ones who are on Facebook or other social media, 657-383-1505, 657-383-1505. But we want you guys to listen to this song, Let It Rain, and let's call minister to you.
Mark, I want you to come to your chair. I'm not going to be in
the room. I'm here.
While I'm there thanking him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need. I believe tonight somebody just wants me to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Sit down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place. He's doing it right now. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight. Oh, let it rain.
Like I said, we were trying something new, something different, because it's a new beginning. We encourage you guys to come back next Sunday at the same time at 6:30. And let's talk minister to you. You know, but that song radio will take you to a whole nother level when it comes to worship for him. If he know our name, he know our beginning to our end. He knows everything that we're going to do before we even do it. So I encourage you, if you're stuck somewhere right now, don't know where to turn to, just know that he knows your name, that he's there with his arms open wide open for you. Don't be afraid to cry out for him. Let him know that you can't do it by yourself. Surrender. Ask him to forgive you. Repent when it's still hard. Ask God to change, like that song by Timberland, change me. Go to him when it's still hard. And tell him you can't do it no more by yourself. Because we all know that without but nothing. But like I said, this song right here on your leisure time, listen to the words of this song. It's an awesome worship song. It will take you to a whole other level. Thank you, Jesus. I know. I listened to this song before, and it took me there. I cried. But I can tell you, that song right there, he knows your name. He knows your name. Just move out the way and let him have total control of your life. Give your life back to Christ and let him take control. Cast all your burdens on him. He is in control. Ace him and feed him. You know, don't go by what your grandmama said, your granddaddy said, your mama said. Have that relationship with him yourself. A personal relationship. That way you can minister to somebody. That way you can minister to your family, your kids, your co-workers, your neighbors. Be that vessel and let them see what God has done in your life. The things that you've been through. That's why we encourage everyone to tell your testimony. But we never know what somebody's going through. I told you, this song right here about to take me to a whole other level. But I encourage you guys, go back and listen to this song. Listen to the words. Listen to the words. Listen to the words of this song. If you speak with him, listen to this word. We stand there with arms open wide right now, waiting on you to come in. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about what nobody else is going to say. If you're sick of trying to be sick of time, give your life back to Christ right now as we speak. Say you call my name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I encourage you guys to make his faith. He's standing there right now with his arms wide open. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I encourage you guys to seek his faith. Move out the way, surrender, and deny yourself, and let him have total control of your life. Just move out the way. We just encourage you guys here at the barbershop. Thank you. I wanna be free from sin. Oh, 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 oh,
Thank you.